boys and girls. Welcome to Alive in Jesus. I'm Miss Katie, and we're going to be spending time together learning more about Jesus and His great love for you and for me. Let's get started. Today we're reading from Beginner, Year A, Quarter 2, Miracles by the Sea, Week 12. If you want to follow along, you can turn to page 93, or find the picture of a woman sitting at her table looking very sad. Her hands are folded in prayer. Why do you think she's sad? She has some pretty yellow flowers on the table, but they are not making her happy. Let's find out what's wrong. Jesus smiled as little hands reached up to him. He gave their hands a gentle squeeze. Do you see the children in the picture near Jesus? He walked slowly on through the town by the lake. As he walked, he talked. He told the people about God's big love. There were people up high. Can you reach up high? There were people down low. Now crouch down low. There were people beside him, row after row. There were so many people in the big, big crowd. Everyone wanted to be with Jesus. Jesus loved being with people. They pressed in close, squish, squash. Elbows knocked elbows. Can you touch your elbow? Where's your elbow? Knees knocked knees. Now point to your knees. Jesus smiled and walked as he talked. Then suddenly, he stopped. Jesus looked up high, reach up high. He looked down low, now crouch down low. He looked at the people, row after row. He said, "Who touched my clothes?" What a funny question. Lots of people were touching Jesus, but Jesus knew this touch was different. Who touched me? Can you see who touched Jesus in the picture? A woman crouched down low near Jesus' feet. She had been sick for a long, long time. She had seen lots of doctors, but no one could make her better. She knew that Jesus could help. She had squeezed past the people row after row. Past the people up high, reach up high, and down low. Now crouch down low. She was the one who had touched his clothes. She said to herself, "If I can even touch his coat, that will be enough to heal me." And it was. The woman now touched Jesus' feet. He looked down at her with kind eyes and a big smile. Jesus knew she was the one. He had known it all along. She had touched his coat. The woman told Jesus that he had made her better right away, just as she knew he would. Oh, how Jesus loved her. Jesus gently pulled the woman to her feet. Then he said, "Daughter, your faith has made you well." She smiled back at Jesus. Can you give a big smile? She held his hand tight, squeezed tight. Jesus called her daughter. She felt special and love. And now she felt well. Jesus had made her all better. She ran home with a happy heart. Hooray! Can you say hooray? Jesus knew there was a sick woman in the big crowd that day. He made time for her. He made her feel important. Jesus sees and loves you too. He always has time for you. Can you say with me, "Thank you, Jesus, for caring for me? Say it with me. Thank you, Jesus, for caring for me. What did we learn today? Jesus sees and loves everyone. Even though you're small, Jesus still sees you and He loves you. Jesus sees and loves everyone. The Bible says that He cares for you. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7. Let's sing our scripture song together. Isn't it wonderful that Jesus sees us and that He loves us? Let's pray and thank Him. Dear Jesus, thank you for your great love for each and every boy and girl, mommy and daddy, grandpa and grandma, for everyone. Even though we're all different from each other, you love us so much because we are your children. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen.
This podcast was produced by the Sabbath School and Personal Ministries Department of the General Conference of Seventh-day Adventists. To view these lessons, please go to www.aliveinjesus.info.